Well, now a cautionary tale about reporters' sources. Lanny Davis, one of the lawyers for President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, has thrown a wrench in some recent reporting by walking back assertions he made that Cohen was ready to testify to the Mueller investigation that Donald Trump Jr. told his father, then candidate Donald Trump, about the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting with Russians before that meeting took place. That claim would contradict what the president has said and what Cohen told congressmen in hearings. Lanny Davis also said that Cohen had information showing Trump knew about Russian hacking of DNC emails in advance. Now Lanny Davis says he's no longer sure of either of those claims. Davis says he was the anonymous source for the bombshell CNN report from three reporters, including Watergate legend Carl Bernstein, that Cohen saw Trump talking to his son about the Russian meeting. CNN is still standing by that story despite Davis taking it back. They say they have other sources, but it's particularly sensitive because President Trump already thinks CNN is fake news. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik is here. Hi, David.
Hey, Robin.
So Lanny Davis didn't come out until 3 weeks after that CNN report with, you know, his take back. He didn't come out until Cohen made his plea deal. What do you speculate happened here?
Well, he was flushed out by BuzzFeed, which was reporting about this and was going to identify him as the source behind the report in CNN and in subsequently matched by NBC News, The Washington Post, and undoubtedly others. The problem behind all this was that Cohen had previously testified to the Congressional Intelligence Committee, Senate Intelligence Committee anyway, another congressional committee, that he had no prior knowledge of this, despite the fact that Lonnie Davis was behind the scenes saying that Cohen was present when Don Jr. told his father, then candidate Trump, about this meeting ahead of time. The president, of course, had denied that he had the previous knowledge. So this is, you know, we're awash in the question of do you have knowledgeable and reliable sources or in this case, as it turns out, an unreliable narrator?
Well, and it's unbelievable that this particular narrator, Lanny Davis, would not have thought that through because we're hearing that, you know, lawmakers were coming to the rest of the legal team and saying, oh, really? You are going to tell Mueller something you didn't tell us? Here's Lanny Davis speaking with CNN's John Berman last week. Let's listen.
Is it your understanding now that the Senate has been told, no, Michael Cohen stands by his testimony. He did not know of the Trump Tower meeting beforehand?
That's correct. And the reporting was a bit garbled. We take a good amount of responsibility under the difficulties of facing a criminal investigation and not being able to explain or correct or straighten things out.
So David Folkenflik, your thoughts more on what this tells us about sources and on CNN not pulling back their report because they say they have other sources.
Well, CNN, you know, has done some work to clarify what its stance is. It's not utterly satisfying. It says it has other sources. It also points the language of the original piece saying is willing to testify that he, you know, basically contends that he alleges, you know, that these are things put in the voice and mind of Cohen as opposed to that these are factually true statements. That is that CNN is saying, hey, we didn't report that this happened. We report that he's willing to testify that this happened. You know, it's not fully satisfying because we don't know the nature of other sources. It's why relying on anonymous sources, you know, requires a degree of trust. Anonymous sources can mislead you. Lanny Davis is not only a spokesman for Michael Cohen, he is a lawyer. He was sort of introduced to most of the viewing public back in the 1990s during the Clinton impeachment crisis and, you know, spun vociferously and muscularly for his client at that time. But I've got to say that
Bill Clinton.
Clinton, the president at that time. I've got to say that Davis at this point, you know, it's problematic for reporters because he is speaking on behalf on and off the record of Michael Cohen, the president's former attorney, that is President Trump's former attorney. You would think he'd be in a position to know things. And yet, by his own admission, both on and off the record, he has told things to reporters that prove out to be, if not untrue, certainly unprovable by his own account at this time.
Should outlets use him?
I think it's a really hard question right now. I don't think you can look to him as a reliable narrator. I certainly wouldn't use him off the record. I'd put him on the record if he's speaking for Michael Cohen, because that way at least you and your audiences can hold him accountable for the things he says. As an off-the-record source, you can't really do it. And he's shown himself to be not in full control of the facts or a spinner or much worse in terms of what's played out in public eye in recent days.
Look, we have a minute and a half. I'd love to get your thoughts as well on the president's tweet yesterday that when you Google, and he presumably did at 5:20 24 in the morning, when you Google Trump News, he says the information that the search engine gives you is rigged, that conservative voices are eliminated. This has been a right-wing talking point. There's a documentary coming out about it. There was a meeting, a discussion group about it at the recent conservative gathering of conservatives, CPAC. Analysts say there's no evidence of this.
There is no evidence of this. This is something the president may believe because he saw it on Fox News, which was recycling something that was sort of overheated from PJ Media, another conservative outlet. But there is nothing to sustain or support this. He's, in a sense, working the refs as conservatives in support of the president have done for the news media. And let's not forget, in context of this larger conversation, you know, the president and some of the people who have spoken on behalf of the president have themselves given out information that have not proven to be true, whether about Google or about the Michael Cohen case. And so, you know, the real problem for reporters is we live in a time where at times people who are in a position to know things are themselves telling things that don't prove to be reliable or sustainable. And it proves to be not only the case for the president and some of his spokespeople, but now, it, as it turns out, a spokesperson for a former ally of the president who's now an adversary in court.
Things that don't prove to be reliable. There are other words for those things. David Folkenflik, NPR media correspondent. Thanks as always.
You bet.